is 7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for the longest running quiz show to run on all of public radio. It is Minds Over Matter here on KALW. Dana Rodriguez and Pauline Teichman tonight will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number, you're calling us right now at 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
If it ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely day out there and can spare us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we hope you can call and participate. That's very, very important to us. So please settle back, give us an hour, and we will give you the number, and you can call in with a question of your own, or if you'd like to wait a minute or two, and you can answer one of the ones we'll be throwing out to you. The number here is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134, or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. We realize it's Labor Day weekend, so we don't want you to do any real work. Just relax and call in the show. So, again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. And it is just the two of us here tonight. Jerry's at a wedding, which I just came from. They were just starting to serve the food when we left, so he had to stay because he was hungry. but yeah, I came. And so Pauline was nice enough to be here tonight. So we'll have more time for your questions. So we do have a couple of lines open right now. We do some calls, but we have a couple of lines open. It does get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, so give us a call as soon as you can, and we will get you on, okay? Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. It's always a pleasure to hear your read your emails. Sometimes they do get a little bit, I don't know, critical, but I don't mind that at all, really. So it's fine. I like to hear a little criticism of the show sometimes. So again, that's mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. We don't read them, as I said, during the show, but I do read them. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org, if you'd like to hear your voice again, if you call in. So, all that being said, we're going to start with the round introductions, and it won't take very long because there's just the two of us.
It's a very short round.
Here's the first. Pauline Teichman labored all week to come up with her questions for Minds Over Matter, but worries the gestation wasn't long enough. Well, we'll see.
Okay. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wishes all the happiness in the world to Lori Fisher and his brand-new wife, Sue, whose lovely wedding he just rushed in from, but not before he snatched a dinner roll from the tray.
Yeah, that's
poor
right.
Thing. It's the only thing he's eaten all
I
day.
Know. So, and again, congratulations to Lori Fisher
absolutely.
And to Schweik, two very nice people who ended up with each other. So, very nice. Okay, so we'll begin the questioning with Pauline Teichman.
Okay, then. In 3 days, Queen Elizabeth II will surpass Victoria for the longest reigning monarch. Within five, give how many days Queen Victoria has been on was on the throne? Days.
All right. 1837 to 1901.
It's going to take you a while to figure out the math.
Greg, work on this. 1837 to 1901, 365 days in a year, 364 days in a year. And figure it out. Although I don't know what day. I don't remember the date that she started in 1837. Oh. Was it August? I don't know.
I'm not giving you
any
hints.
Anyway, all right. I have to work on that. So ask the question again, would you?
In 3 days, Queen Elizabeth II will surpass Victoria for longest reigning monarch. Mm-hmm. Within five, give how many days Queen Victoria was on the throne?
Within 5 days?
Oh, let's say 10, well, more, something like that. I don't know.
5 days?
We'll see. Maybe more, but it's...
All right.
As you pointed out, it's something calculatable, pretty much.
Yeah, but you have to know.
Right, but a lot of
the
people who are into
started.
History know that.
Yeah, well, I don't. And okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes.
Hi, yep. You're on.
Oh shit! I was cut off.
Oh no.
You weren't cut off, Garrett. And are you there? Oh, all right. Okay. Never mind. I'll ask a question. Okay. I'll give you a couple of questions here. Let's see. All right. Recent studies have found that Americans' greatest fear is not public speaking, which I suppose it was for many years, but it is not anymore. Recent studies have found that Americans' greatest fear is not public speaking. What is it?
Debt.
No. What is the greatest fear of Americans?
War?
No. So think in terms of, you know, when
it's
public speaking, no, it's nothing is quite as generic as that.
But a lot
if they're afraid of public speaking, this would be another experience they would be afraid of. Okay, so think of it in those terms.
Flying.
No, but I mean you're
okay.
on the right track.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
first you don't succeed, keep guessing.
Yeah, keep guessing. So, recent studies have found that Americans' greatest fear is not public speaking. What is it? So, and what is the healthiest vegetable? This is based on a density of 17 vitamins and minerals. What is the single healthiest vegetable?
It's definitely not celery, that's for sure.
No,
throw that out.
It's
no,
not
I said
celery.
Definitely not. It's something that's
okay.
Richer. How about beets?
No. Which we just missed having at the wedding. What is the single healthiest vegetable? It's based on the density of 17 vitamins and minerals. And recent studies have found that Americans' greatest fear is not public speaking, as most people assumed it was, and probably was for a long time, but what? So, all right, and the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes.
Hi, you're on.
Yes.
You're on.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
We'll speak.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sir. Garrett from Union City.
Yes, go ahead.
I got a couple questions.
Nah.
What were the only Ray Charles had 3 number one hits. Which were the only which were the only two of which he did not sing the title of the song?
So Ray Charles had 3 number one hits.
Yeah, but which were the only two in which he did not sing the title of the song? There was some by a chorus. Well, after the first was somebody that ran left, the second was
oh,
by a chorus.
I know what you're talking about. Well, I know they had a chorus on Georgia On My Mind.
He sings Georgia On My Mind.
Yeah, he does. But there's a chorus on there, too.
The chorus sings the title of one of the songs.
All right. Huh.
Is the second one.
Is it from a movie?
The third one.
Oh, yeah. Is it from a movie?
No, it was previously a country song.
Oh. No, we don't know. Sorry.
You don't know? I can't stop loving you.
Okay. All right.
And you know what the other one was, don't you?
Mm-mm.
It's one where Ray Charles responds.
No.
Hit the road, Jack.
All
oh,
right. Okay.
That's a great one.
That's good.
Yeah, the Raylett, but he doesn't sing the title at all.
All right.
Here's my second question. Let's see. Jerry Goldsmith and Ella Bernstein both scored 3 movies of Frank Sinatra. What did both, Goldsmith score, Von Ryan's Express, The Detective, and Contract on Cherry Street, and Bernstein score, Man with a Golden Arm, Some Came Running, Canes Go Before. But what did all Goldsmith, Bernstein, and Sinatra all have in common?
What did they all have in common?
Yeah, they had one thing in common. It only happened once.
It only happened once. No, they weren't all married to Ava Gardner.
I know, I was thinking the Irish thing until you said it only
let's
happened
see.
Once.
They all happened.
It was an honor. They only won once.
An honor.
Oh, was it something to do with the Grammy Award then?
No, no.
Not an Academy Award.
Oh, yes, it is. The Academy Award.
Oh, they always won the Academy Award. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Gareth.
No, no. You want to, you have to know the answer to the question.
Oh, I thought that's what it was. Okay. No, what is it?
You want me to tell it to you?
Yeah.
The Ella won the Oscar only once.
Right. Right. No, we got that. We got that.
Sinatra won for Meter and Eternity. Let's see. Bernstein won for Best Music Adaptation for Early Modern Merle. And Goldsmith won for The Omen.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Roger in San Francisco.
Hi, Roger.
Yeah, I think the fear that, I'm guessing on the worst fear, being laughed at.
Oh.
No.
No.
Certainly one of my greatest fears.
Yeah, okay. I have a question.
Go ahead.
In Paris, on the Ile de la Cité, there's a very famously beautiful chapel, the Sainte-Chapelle.
Mm-hmm.
Who built it, and what was its original purpose? It was built for a specific purpose. What was it?
The Sainte-Chapelle. Oh, my God, I was just there.
Yes.
I just read a wonderful book about the Templars, and I gleaned this, a lot of stuff, but that was an interesting piece.
Was it built in memory of any one particular person?
No.
Okay. Huh. And do you know the year it was built?
I was in the 12th century.
12th century.
The man who built it was later canonized as a saint.
St. Louis?
King Louis. That's
Saint Louis.
Right.
Yes.
Louis.
Louis.
Louis the, I want to say the 11th, but...
No, the 9th.
The 9th, okay.
What was the original purpose of the Sainte-Chapelle?
Huh.
He walked through the streets barefoot to the chapel, and it was inaugurated carrying...
Is anything to do with something brought back from the Crusades?
What was it?
So, like a piece of the True Cross or something?
Not the True Cross.
So it's, but it's a relic.
A relic, mm-hmm. Right? At enormous expense, back from and he established.
Oh, initially, what about the Shroud of Turin?
No,
possibly
no.
So the Templars,
not the True Cross.
Something that might have been.
It was the Crown of Thorns.
Oh,
the Crown of
okay.
Thorns. Wow.
He believed it. He walked barefoot through the streets of Paris. Imagine that, carrying it to the Sainte-Chapelle.
Interesting.
Imagine that it survived all those centuries.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We do have a couple of lines open right now. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel tonight is teacher Pauline Teichman, and I am your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. So it's just the two of us. We can take more of your calls. And wait a minute. You just did another question.
No, we didn't. You
all
did.
Right. Go ahead, then.
Okay. Name the first and the most recent winners of the Pulitzer Prize in Poetry. So both. It's a two-part question. The first?
The first?
The very first person to win the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry.
Is this a name we would know, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
In fact, I know that name far better than the most recent winner.
Well, yeah, that's probably true, actually. What year was the first, do you know? Can you say?
I didn't write down the year.
I think it's the teens. I think it's around. I think it started in the teens. Well, I could be easily wrong about that. Huh. Okay. Why, it's something like Anna St. Vincent Millay?
No. But you're right that it's a female. I'll give you that.
Oh, okay.
And then let other people.
All right. Well, let me think of one other
female. No, you've had your one.
I'm the moderator. I make those decisions.
I know. You make all the rules. So
all right.
Sad.
Okay, let's see. All right. You should repeat the question, please.
Okay. Who was the first?
Whom? Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
Who was the first and who is the most recent winner, or who were, I don't know, of the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry?
All right. And And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. What is the only high school that is in a United States national park?
Oh, good question.
That's interesting. Is it local by any chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Local.
And a national park. So a national park, is it in the Presidio?
Yes.
All right. We're on the right track. I have to think what the name of the high school is, though. Let me think.
And strangely enough, it's not Presidio, which there is a Presidio High, but it's not.
But it's not. That's outside of the Presidio.
It's not there.
It's in the Presidio. It's a high school, but it's not named Presidio High School. Is it named after a person?
No.
We don't know then.
Here's a hint. It's named after a feature of the Presidio. It is close to...
Close to the bridge.
Close.
A feature of the Presidio. A natural feature.
Yes.
A natural feature. Like a cliff or a rock or a tree. A natural feature of the Presidio. No.
It is the Bay School of San Francisco.
Oh. It's on the bay, yeah. Should have known.
I feel terrible. There's something so basic I didn't get. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
I have a very quick question. People in Mexico, they call this American politician running for office Cerdo en una peluca. Do you know what it means? I'll spell it. Cerdo, one word, en, second word. Una, I believe means one, or a. Peluca, P-E-P-E-L-U-C-A.
P-E-L-U-C-A.
It's like heart of stone or something.
No.
Cerdo.
I don't know Spanish very much, but that I heard that in the morning on one of the radio. It's very funny.
Cord?
It is after one of the people running for office now.
One of the people what?
I'm assuming you're talking...
Running for president.
I'm assuming you're talking about Donald Trump, right?
Yeah. Okay, very good. But what does the word mean?
Three words.
Cerdo en una peluca.
I don't know. Let's take
a guess. What is funny about him?
His hair.
A blowhard?
Yeah. Well, so what do you think it said? I will give you that.
It's like a comb over.
Yeah. What?
It means pig in a wig.
Pig in a wig. Ooh.
Okay. It is really funny. In the 40s, we had two very beautiful movie stars. One actually did propaganda against German Nazis. Mm-hmm. Of course, speaking German. Do you know what's her name? An actress.
Well,
she appeared in many movies.
You mean Marlene Dietrich?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I had.
Yes. Okay, the second one was actually a scientist. She was very pretty. She actually played a role in physics where a lot of the application we do was iPhones and other things.
Hedy Lamarr?
Yes.
Hedy Lamarr.
She's the
you
one
guys
who.
Guys are very good.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We actually asked questions about her before because she had a lot of inventions that she was noted for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do a quick question here. So you may recall last week that I asked a question about what is the only state in the U.S. where you cannot buy liquor on Sundays, and that was Indiana.
Thank you, because I'd forgotten.
Because we had about 49 guesses,
exactly.
And apparently that they were all wrong until they got nobody guessed Indiana. So, the only state where you can you cannot buy liquor on Sundays is Indiana. So here's a question-related question. What is the only state in the U.S. where you can actually drink and drive legally?
I think it's Mississippi.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I had somebody tell me that.
All right, yes.
They have these drive-through, like, daiquiri places or something.
Yes, that is the only state in the U.S. where you can legally drink and drive. Okay. All right. In that case, what is the only state where the residents spend the most time per capita watching porn?
Nevada.
No.
Yeah.
What is the state where the residents spend the most time per capita?
Oh, wait, I bet it's some place like where they don't get out much, like Alaska.
Nope.
I'm sure there's going to be many guesses, so I'll leave the floor.
All right. So again, what is the only U.S. state where the residents spend the most time per capita watching pornography?
I'm actually proud that I don't have that one right.
Really? Reasonably. Pretty harmless, but yeah. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Billy from Bernal.
Hi, Billy.
Is the fear of Americans running out of money in retirement?
It is not. It's an action. I'm going to give it to you. It's an action.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Billy. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Phyllis from Berkeley.
Hi, Phyllis.
A good friend of Laurie and Sue Schweik, and rejoicing with them in their marriage. I'm glad they found each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But my question is a Berkeley-centered question. Why are the streets of north and sort of more east, northeast Berkeley, all the sidewalks are all, the concrete is impregnated with red? So that there are red sidewalks all through northeast Berkeley.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Anything to do with, well,
it's 19th century. And
oh.
I will tell you that these streets all have names of counties of California, so Marin and Solano and things like that.
Right.
Not all of them still have the red, but I would say probably 80% of them still have red sidewalks.
So anything to do with the redwood tree?
Nope.
So it's not the equivalent of like the red light district, but it was like the red, huh?
Oh, no, no.
No, no. It's a very quiet neighborhood.
Area, my dear.
Yeah.
Well, I thought back in the day, 19th century.
It's also connected with the fountain at the foot of the steep part of Marin Avenue that has the bears in it.
Isn't that like it's like, isn't that near Red Rock or something like that?
No. We do not know.
You do not know?
We do not know.
Well, it was that area of Berkeley wanted to become the capital of the state of California.
Oh.
And at that point, Benicia won out, mm-hmm. and then later Sacramento became capital.
Okay.
But
so
we
is the
still
got
the red sidewalks and still all those streets with county names.
Yeah. All right.
Well, notice the next time you drive through Berkeley.
I will.
You ever do.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to make a special detour.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. So I'm wondering if a passive verb can count as your action. Does being eaten by a shark count as an action Americans could be?
It is. That is... You understand the action that I'm, the kind of action I'm looking for, but it's not being eaten by a shark. But it is.
Shark
it is.
Week has some pull. That's why I thought maybe.
Yeah. No. It's that may be a fear of a lot of people, but that's not the one I'm looking for.
Well, for you guys, I had a two-part question. So,
right.
A, what country were these two people born in? And B, before they became Californians, for whichever part of their life they did, what state in the U.S., it's my home state, that these people hail from? The hints are they're very famous. They're both men. They contributed, one, a state park, and two, a lot of very famous buildings
in
California.
So is John Muir one of them?
John Muir is one.
Well, he's from Scotland.
You know where he came from, and the other one's pretty easy, too.
He's from Scotland.
Okay. So
he's a Scot. And number two, the architect?
The architect. Oh, John McLaren?
He spent a little time in Scotland, but he's also considered Welsh. And Taliesin was his first building in Wisconsin.
That's Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright. And Wisconsin is the state. You
right.
guys got it right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And let's see here. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, good evening, guys. I'd like to take a crack at your two questions that you had.
Okay.
Biggest fear by Americans, I think, would be drowning.
Ooh.
It is not drowning.
Okay. And then the healthiest vegetable, would it be a potato?
Not a potato. I would
I
like
don't
to
think of potatoes as healthy, though. I love them.
I would like I to think that. I really would. Because
I was thinking vitamin-wise.
Yeah, I definitely eat more potatoes than any other vegetable. But no, it's not potato.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much. Have a great night.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Something cruciferous.
Well,
Yes. All right. Getting on the right
something track. With not the... It doesn't have the density of a potato, let's put it that way.
Something like cabbage.
You're closer with cabbage.
Broccoli.
Yeah. And...
we'll work our way there.
Let's see. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Why don't we just repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet?
Okay, so my first one, in 3 days, Queen Elizabeth II will surpass Victoria for longest reigning monarch. And I'm not going to say within five, but just how many days within a reasonable amount has she been on the throne, or was Victoria on the throne, or has she been on the throne? And what else? Who were the first and last winners of the Pulitzer Prize in poetry? And I think that's all I said.
And we know that the first winner was a woman.
Yes, we do. Do I have some?
But it
else?
Wasn't Edna St. Vincent Pallet, because right. I guessed that. All right. What is the healthiest vegetable? This is based on density of 17 vitamins and minerals.
I keep thinking when I drink V8,
it's not a dense vegetable.
It.
It's not a like a. It's not a. No, it's not a like a big dense vegetable. Mm-hmm. It's something a little bit lighter weight. So, what is the healthiest vegetable based on a density of 17 vitamins and minerals? And what U.S. state per capita has the residents that spend the most time viewing pornography? And thirdly, let's see. That was yes. Recent studies have found that Americans' greatest fear is not public speaking, which we thought it was for a long time, although that may have been true at some point. But what? What is the greatest fear of Americans? It's an action.
An action that's done to
you
them
are
or
doing,
doing
something.
An
yeah, they are doing, the individual fear is doing something, but he would be afraid to do this, or he or she. So.
Exercising while other people are watching.
Well, no.
It's one of mine.
Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
I've got a guess. Fear of flying?
It is not fear of flying.
Okay. Somebody mentioned their hometown, so in my hometown of Granite Falls, Minnesota, there was a famous citizen who did something, and every once in a while, they had a picket fence, like a steel picket fence. Every once in a while, they'd wake up in the morning, and there would be beer cans on top of the picket fence. Any idea why?
Probably shooting them off, like an homage to somebody who was able to shoot really well?
No, it has to do with who owns the house.
So there would be beer cans on the... So the person who owned the house was identified with beer?
Generally, yes.
Generally identified with beer.
I'll say alcohol.
Alcohol, okay.
Huh. And, alcohol, but not necessarily
so
beer.
So Minnesota and beer.
Did you say, would you say Wisconsin or Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Granite Falls, okay. Minnesota.
Alcohol. A famous brand of alcohol.
No.
Oh. A type of alcohol.
Just alcohol in general.
Oh.
All alcohol. I mean, alcoholic beverages.
Oh.
Bartending.
Oh. Huh. Well, I mean, I could keep guessing here. Some like a, not a bartender, not a famous bartender.
No.
And not a famous drunk.
Not a famous drunk.
Not a famous drunk.
But alcohol.
This person did something that hugely impacted the liquor industry.
Oh, something to do with prohibition.
Yeah.
So, in other words, the person who was behind the passing of the Volstead Act?
Exactly. It was Andrew Volstead's house.
Oh, okay. All right.
Great question.
Okay. There you go.
All right. That's all I got.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi. Well,
this is, I'm trying to make this timely. About 10 days ago, George Cleave, a great conductor, died.
Right.
Known to be a very crabby guy, but a fabulous conductor. And he conducted in his life a lot of symphonies. And I'm going to name five of the symphonies he conducted at various times and ask you, who are the current music directors or conductors? So here they are. Los Angeles Symphony.
Gustavo Dudamel.
Good for you. You can do them one at a time? Okay. hey, maybe you'll get them all. New York.
Well, it's still Gilbert, I think.
Good for you. Alan Gilbert.
Alan Gilbert.
Obviously, a giveaway, a freebie is San Francisco.
Mm. Right. Michael Tilson Thomas.
All right, MTT. The two last ones, Chicago.
Gosh.
Who's in Chicago now?
You're good.
what's the last one while I think about Chicago?
We just did San Francisco.
Right. But did you have one after Chicago?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you mean after, yes. Chicago and Boston. George Cleave conducted at all of these at various times.
Well, it was James Levine in Boston, but I don't think he's...
No more.
No more, right. Who's in Boston now? I gotta think about this for a minute. Yeah, they just had somebody that just basically started within the last year, didn't they?
I can give you a little clue if you like.
Do that, yeah.
Slightly Scandinavian flavor to this name. I don't know if he is, but his name is...
Oh, is it not... it's not the Estonian guy, is it? Not Maris Janssens. It's... I think it is the Estonian guy.
You're doing good. I'm rooting for you.
give me his first name.
Andres.
Oh, Andres Nilsson's?
No.
Is that it?
Yes, Andres Nilsson's.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's one more with Chicago, a very well-known name.
I don't keep track of Chicago very much. Since George
they
Schulte.
They don't keep track of you either.
of who's the Chicago Symphony. Or Daniel Barenboim was there, too.
You're like me. You're older. I remember all the old guys.
Yeah, me too. You give me a hint.
The first name is Spanish-sounding. The last name, kind of, maybe. I don't know if he is, actually. I think it's something Southern.
Does he have three names?
Not the way it's usually said.
No,
The Mediterranean sounding name, Mediterranean European sounding name.
It's not Lobos Cobos. No, give me the first name.
Okay, his first name is the same first name as the actor Montalban, Ricardo. But
oh, Ricardo Chailly?
No.
Ricardo Muti.
Yes, good for you.
Okay,
good.
All right.
You get a bunch of bells, I guess, huh?
All right, I'll give myself one bell.
I want to tell you one thing. I was easy on you. I didn't ask you for Philadelphia and Cleveland. Those are conductors are Yannick Nezet-Séguin and Franz Welser-Mus. I didn't ask you for
Thank goodness.
I might have gotten Cleveland because that's been in the news a little bit. But, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call if you like with a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Is it your turn, Paul?
Yes.
All right.
Name four spinoffs spawned by the television show Happy Days. And try to name all four of them if you can.
Laverne and Shirley.
That's one.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yes.
I think Mork and Mindy.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one more.
And what's the last one?
It's actually one I wasn't very familiar with.
Oh, really? So it probably didn't run very long, huh?
Probably not.
Huh. Okay, leave it out there.
Okay.
So they will get that. Or just repeat the question. Yeah.
So we were to name the four spinoffs of Happy Days. So he got Laverne and Shirley, Joni Loves Chachi, and Mork and Mindy, and there's still one left. And let me ask another question while I'm at it. What item from All in the Family went to the Smithsonian Institute?
Archie Bunker's chair.
Yes, his famous lounge chair.
There
we go.
All right. Okay, I'm going to ask a question too, and then we'll go back to the calls. There's a map that I came across that lists the most popular movies in terms of the grosses of that movie that are set in each of the states. Okay, so the most popular movie that was set, they didn't necessarily have to be filmed there, but they were set there in each of the U.S. states. So I'll just give you, I'll give you four. How about that? All right, Kansas, Maine, Arizona, and Georgia. What was the most popular movie that was set in each of those states? Kansas, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia.
I thought you said Maine.
Did I say Maine?
Before.
All right, I'll throw in Maine, too.
So,
all right, Kansas, Nevada, Maine, Arizona, and Georgia. I'll give you five. What was the most popular movie that was set in each of those states? And they're all extremely well-known movies, so you shouldn't have a big problem with that. Keep that in mind. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter, and you can also call toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's my turn. How about kale for the vegetable?
It is not. It is not kale, but you are closer, I think, than anybody else so far.
Well, thank you very much. For porn, is it North Dakota or Second Guess Minnesota?
And you are also closer than anybody else with that answer.
No one's calling about that. What about the Pulitzer? The first one went to Frost. No.
No, the first one was a female.
Oh well. Okay. Drowning, I hear from the wings, but
the most recent one to
me. Fear. Shout out to Jim Stafford. I wanted spiders and snakes, but you said it's an action.
It is. It is an action. Yeah, you are doing you are doing something or afraid of doing something.
Singing.
Say. Not singing. No.
Okay. Well. Okay. Archie's chair. You got that. How about was there an Arnold's place? You know, Arnold's Drive-In. Was that?
That's a good. That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
There was something to do with
maybe this took place there since I'm not familiar with it.
I thought the Morgan Lindy I could get because, you know.
Yeah.
What else did I?
I think there's something to that.
Kansas, the movie In Cold Blood, Georgia,
yes.
The movie Deliverance.
Yes, Kansas is In Cold Blood. Very good. Georgia is not Deliverance, though.
Oh, but I got a bell.
You did.
That makes Sunday perfect.
All right.
Okay, since he said kale, is vegetable charred by any chance?
Not charred.
No more. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Would have been a good.
Yes, the most popular movie set in Kansas is In Cold Blood. So, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Can't believe it's not The Wizard of Oz.
Well, that's not really. Well,
not
it's partially
anymore.
Set in Kansas.
Not in Kansas anymore.
That's true.
How about Gone with the Wind for Georgia?
Of course, Gone with the Wind. Yes.
For states, how about South Dakota?
For
porn states?
Porn states. Oh. Not South Dakota.
Okay.
You're in the right general area, though.
All right. For vegetables, how about turnip greens?
Not turnip greens, but you are in the right general area with that, too.
Okay.
Well,
so it's greens.
Kind of. Kind of, yeah.
Beet greens?
Like lettuce.
What's that?
Beet greens?
Not beet greens.
Okay. All right, and I have a question.
Yes.
In regard to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, what is an Academy leader?
Oh. And you spell leader L-E-A-D-E-R?
E-R, yeah.
What is an Academy leader?
Or I should maybe say, what was an Academy leader?
What was?
So it's nothing to do with leading in the amount of votes for a particular category?
No.
And it's nothing to do with an officer of the Academy?
No. And it's not a person.
It is not a person. A leader. And it's nothing to do with a film itself.
It is.
Okay. Could it be the thing that's sent out to people who are voting?
No, it's a leader is a piece of film you use. So Academy leader. So is it a piece of film that, well, let's see. It promotes the films that are up for nomination?
No.
No, I can't go any further.
You're real close.
All right.
Yes, the standard piece of film that was issued by the Academy, that a projectionist attached to the beginning of a film.
Oh, all right. Absolutely.
That allowed the projection to come up to speed so the sound would sound right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one you'll remember from your youth, probably, where there's a
10, 9, 8, 7.
Pace and it goes 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's an Academy leader. It was replaced in 1965 with a universal leader.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. Is the vegetable spinach?
It is not spinach, but it is similar in some ways, yes.
It's not kale.
It is not kale.
And it's not chard. Is it cabbage?
It is not cabbage.
Okay. Maine, is it on Golden Pond?
Maine is not on Golden Pond, no.
Okay. And Nevada... That's a tough one. Nevada.
It is a film. I will give you a hint on Nevada because there have been a lot of Westerns and things that have been set there. It is not a Western. It's a film that deals with Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. Leaving Las Vegas?
Not leaving Las Vegas, no.
No, okay. All right, I think I'm out of answers. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
So the vegetable you're looking for, is it a particular type of green? Like you might say mustard greens?
No, green is not in the title
okay.
of it. So, yeah, green is not in the name.
Okay.
So.
Thanks. That helps.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Is of Arizona, would that be Psycho?
Yes, very good. Wow. I'm glad you got that. Yeah, Psycho is Arizona. People don't remember that a lot of the action takes place in Arizona.
I didn't know that.
Very good.
And then one other for Nevada, could it be perhaps Casino?
It is Casino, yes. Very
okay.
good.
Okay, those are all my answers.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So I think the only state we have left is Maine. So Georgia is Gone with the Wind, Arizona is Psycho, Nevada is Casino, and Kansas is In Cold Blood. So
good. I'm surprised nobody has called in on the days. I thought that would be one that a lot of people would call.
Too challenging.
No, come on. You know about how many years.
Yeah.
So multiplying
67.
By...
Yeah. All right. And no, 63.
You can do
64.
A rounded.
All right.
Round it off.
I know the Victoria died, I think it was in January or February.
Even rounding, you can get really close.
So, all right.
Just with rounding everything.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is vegetable, is it cabbage?
It is not.
Well, you know, according to our articles, kale has the most of all of the articles that I read.
Well, not according to my calculations.
What about... what cauliflower is it? Cauliflower is it?
Not cauliflower. Nope.
How about the state? Could it be Iowa?
For the pornography?
The porno state.
Not Iowa.
Not Iowa. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call if you like. The number is area code 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Pony, you have a short, pithy question to...
Pithy. I don't
pithy.
Know how pithy it'll be. Sure. Name this unusual measure inspired by a celebrity. It's an unusual...
When you say
unit,
measure, what do you mean by
measure? Unit of measure, like a unit
of
measure.
Oh, a unit of measure. Inspired, but not named after. Yes? Named after?
Yes.
Okay. A unit of measure that was named after a celebrity. Is this a modern celebrity? Is it somebody like in the 20th century? So, okay. A unit of measure named after a celebrity. All right. Have to mull that over. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Is the vegetable Brussels sprout?
Not Brussels sprouts, thank goodness.
Okay.
So I just couldn't, never liked them, never left them.
Okay. And then for the state with the highest porn consumption, is it Montana?
It is not Montana, though, I mean, as I said, it's kind of in the middle of the country.
Oh, Missouri.
No, but it's near there.
Kansas?
Yes, Kansas.
Kansas? Oh,
there
my
you
God.
Go.
Okay.
They just pretend to be all sweet and Christian-y there, but they watch porn all the time.
Oh, geez. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Yes. No slamming our friends in Kansas. Yes, the state where the residents spend the most time watching porn is Kansas. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi. This is Jacoba from Oakland.
Hi.
I believe the vegetable is collards.
It is not collards, but it's something that is very... It's closely related to collards, I think I could say. Yeah, but it's not collard.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, let me give you a quick question here. Let me see. What is the only state, the only U.S. state that does not have, that no longer, it did for a while, but it doesn't anymore, the only state that does not have direct commercial airline service to it? Like in a regular scheduled major airline flight that flies into this state. Okay. What is the only U.S. state that does not have a regular major airline flying into it?
I'm going to say Hawaii.
Oh, no. You have all kinds of major airlines that fly into Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I thought I've always had to go, but the one I've gone, I've always had to go but on like Aloha Airlines.
Well, that's what happens because you won't pay full price.
Okay.
So what is the only U.S. state that does not have direct major airline service to it as of now? It did at one point, but it doesn't now.
And it's not because it has its own airline that does most
no,
of that state.
No,
right?
No, no. And there are airports there. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, they could have that. And it did have it for a while, but it doesn't anymore. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, a newton is a measure of unit, unit of measurement, excuse me, isn't it?
It is, but I'm looking for an...
She said celebrity, I think.
Celebrity, yes.
He says celebrity in some fields.
And I also said an unusual unit of measure inspired by a celebrity.
I suppose, yeah, it's not that obscure. Parsley is extremely healthy.
But it's not parsley.
Gotcha. Stephen King wrote a lot of books in Maine. Is it a film based on one of his books?
It is.
Ooh.
It is.
Misery.
Ooh, well, I'm going to leave that for other people to play around with. And then I could not fly into Arkansas recently. I had to fly into a neighboring state.
No, it's not Arkansas.
Well, all right. I thought I'd give it a stab. And then one question for you guys. State that has both the highest longevity in the contiguous 48, let's narrow it down to that, and the highest average credit scores or FICO scores. Either measure, the state wins all three categories. Which one do you think it is?
The highest average credit scores and the highest longevity. Is it west of the Mississippi?
Just barely.
Oh.
It borders the Mississippi.
Oh, I bet it's North Dakota or South Dakota.
Well, those states don't border the Mississippi.
Oh, I thought the Mississippi...
The last clue that should give it away, this is also the birth of the Mississippi River.
Oh, Minnesota?
Itasca is, yes, Minnesota.
All right.
It somehow wins. Stubborn folks in Minnesota are they're slow to go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yes, is it bok choy?
It is not bok choy, but it is it related to bok choy.
Well, bok choy is in the cabbage family.
Yeah, kind of, but no.
Okay, and is Maine the state that has no air service?
No, it is not Maine.
Okay.
Is somewhere
thank
north?
You.
Thank you very much.
Northeast?
No, not really, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And let's see, just to give you the number once more, it's... Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. That's Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134, with a question or answer, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. That must be me. It's Brenda from San Francisco.
Hi.
Church Lane.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Church Lane. For a vegetable.
Oh, no. Unless that's an alternate name to the vegetable I have. but no.
Well, it's listed as higher on the scale than kale. Is that what you were looking for? What was the question again?
The question was, what is the healthiest vegetable overall? It is based on a density of 17 vitamins and minerals.
Okay. Well, I thought purslane or watercress.
Yes. Watercress.
Watercress.
Watercress is the answer.
There's got to be some payoff. It's so hard to clean. You want to at least have some major payoff.
Very
so 17
good.
17 minerals. That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, watercress is the healthiest vegetable based on a density of 17 vitamins and minerals. Very good. Excellent. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Elizabeth reigns over and under. Hello.
Yes.
Is that Minds Over Matter?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Is the answer 23,360?
No, but that's close enough. 23,226. Very good.
That's close enough.
That's very close.
That's more than adequate.
And then the other one is it a fear of choking?
It is not a fear of choking.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What about the one that used to go with public speaking, is like the fear of being naked in front of people?
Public speaking naked in front of people?
Well, you know, they kind of go together in some way.
But no,
way.
It has nothing to do with being naked. I suppose, although...
They'd say
I suppose you could be naked doing this thing. You could be naked doing this action.
Swimming.
But it's not... No, it's not swimming. No. You're doing something or you're afraid of doing something, but it's an action. But it doesn't say whether you're...
But it's not one that you...
Clothed or
do.
Not when you're doing it. What's that?
It's not one that you would typically do naked, though.
Ooh, that's interesting. No, you would not typically do it naked, but you could do it naked.
there's most things that's true of, I think.
And doing it naked would probably make you even more fearful of this action.
Oh, something to do with electricity.
So, I don't know.
No.
Anyway. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, okay. For the popular film for the state of Maine, is it Misery?
It is not Misery, but we did establish it with Stephen King. What's that?
Stand By Me.
Not Stand By Me. Keep going. Keep going.
Didn't you mention Colorado as well?
No, we didn't mention Colorado.
I thought you did for a film.
If I had said Colorado, what would you have said?
The Shining, another Stephen King.
Oh, but no, I don't. You know, I just don't remember what Colorado was. But no, it's definitely Stephen King. But it's not
okay.
Any of the ones you mentioned.
Oh well, maybe someone else will guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, just the two of us, Pauline Teichman, teacher at Berkeley, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. We'll keep taking as many calls as we can. If you give us a call, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255, and yes, we have been on 22 years. So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I think the movie, though, set in Maine, would that be Dolores Claiborne?
It is not Dolores Claiborne. And I understand why you say that, because all of his movies are set in Maine, basically. All of the movies made out of his work, it seems like. But it's not Dolores Claiborne.
Okay. So the action that people are afraid of doing, could that perhaps be swimming?
It is not swimming. And I may have misled you when I said you could do it naked. I mean, you could do it naked, but it's not, yeah.
Cooking.
But it's not something you would normally could do naked. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Those are all my answers.
All right. Bye. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Hello.
Hi. For the unit of measurement, Pauline, how about... the Warhol.
Absolutely right.
Oh.
Whoa!
Beautiful. Thank you.
You don't know where I pulled that one out.
don't want to know, but and we all know what it's equivalent to now that we know the name.
It's the measurement of duration of one celebrity.
Exactly.
Oh.
So, and it can actually be used in multiples, like a killer Warhol. But 15 minutes of fame is a Warhol, and then
that's interesting.
Multiples
okay.
Up.
All right.
Whoa. Yay.
Very good. Thank you.
That was being okay. Well, while we're going down roads, I mean, Maine. I'm thinking Kerry.
Not Kerry.
Cujo.
No.
Only state without major airport service. How about Delaware?
Delaware is correct.
Oh.
Very good.
You know, you can go to Philadelphia, you can go to Baltimore, yeah. You can go to New Jersey.
D.C. Right.
Yes. Delaware.
Virginia, West Virginia.
Yeah. Well, not West Virginia. That's a little too far.
You're right.
All right. We're done.
Okay. Thank you, Sparky.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, Delaware is the only state currently that does not have direct service by a major airline.
Okay.
So, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, first I want to compliment the previous caller because that Warhol really was good and it blew me away. Then he stole all my other answers.
Oh, no.
But there's a person kitchen jumping up and down saying watercress, watercress, watercress. So if you could please just hit that thing.
I will.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Yay.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Is that me?
It is you.
All right. The vegetable, is it kohlrabi?
No. Somebody actually answered it. It's watercress.
Though I love kohlrabi.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm perfectly serious. Thank you.
Really? I don't know how I missed that. okay. And the fear, is it driving?
It is not. No, it is not driving. You're not in a vehicle when you're doing this.
Okay. Well, how about sunbathing?
No. Sunbathing while public speaking
that
in the news.
That would be dangerous. Yeah.
That was my husband. I never would have said that. Anyway, that's all.
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. I mean,
bye.
You should be afraid if you're out
for more than an
hour. How about
walking in a dark alley?
You are very, very close.
I'm just being the voice of.
Yes. Are you still there, caller?
The puppet.
No. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you hung up on me.
No, we didn't meet. We were just wondering if you were done. That's all.
Oh no, I said I was done.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I just tuned in. I don't know whether this is already be answered, but it's fear and loathing.
Fear. In terms of the greatest fear.
Yeah.
What was your answer again?
Fear and loathing.
Fear and loathing. No, not that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. For the movie in Maine, is it Shawshank Redemption?
It is Shawshank Redemption.
All right.
Yes, that is the most popular film that was set in Maine. Very good. Excellent.
Credit my husband.
All right. Thank you. And one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Is America's greatest fear walking alone in the dark?
Exactly. It's walking alone at night. Very good.
Okay. That's all my answers.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you.
Recent studies have found that Americans' greatest fear is not public speaking, but walking alone at night. So, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm sure I'm trying to... I'm looking... I don't think I have anything left to answer, Pauline. What do you
think? The only thing I had left... So the fourth spinoff was Blansky's Beauties.
Oh, okay.
And the poet laureate, Sarah Teasdale. And the most recent one, Gregory Pardio.
All right. And anyway, so hope you're enjoying. Hope you enjoyed the show. Our panel tonight was Pauline Teichman, teacher from Berkeley, although she lives in Alameda near me. And I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Kevin Vance for handling the board and the phones tonight. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We appreciate all the calls tonight. We hope you are having a lovely Labor Day weekend, and we look forward to you joining us again next Sunday at 7 p.m. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
We've got, you get, if it ain't gross, it's net. It's got to be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other?